Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. When I first heard the news, I was shocked, but the shock didn't last long. It was almost immediately followed by sadness, relief, and acceptance. I'm talking about President Obama's recent decision to delay executive action on immigration until after the midterm elections. I was sad because I, like many others, believe immigration reform is long overdue. The moral imperative to act would be complemented by economic dividends to our country. Moreover, making immigration reform a reality would go a long way in showing Americans and foreign observers that our government works. We can handle a tough issue and agree to a compromise. However, if President Obama had issued an executive action, this would have set off howls of overreach. Now, why do I feel relieved? Because the Republicans were just waiting to blast Obama. Forget overreach, try imperial presidency. It would be the last straw. Show how much you disapprove of King Obama by voting Republican, and the U.S. Senate would end up in Republican hands come January. But it was not just Republicans who thought this. Democrats did as well. Obama didn't want his action on immigration to be blamed for the Democrats losing the Senate. A calculation? That if he acted by himself and the Democrats lost the Senate, immigration reform would be blamed and it would become a toxic issue for the party. Forget public policy, national unity, or economics. Let's talk about fear. It plays a big role in this scenario. How so? Start with income stagnation, throw in job insecurity, add racial politics, and finish off with TV ads fueled by a post-Citizens United money orgy. So I'm relieved that Obama did not offer the Republicans a prime opportunity to demagogue. Now, it's easy for me to feel relieved because I have not been personally affected. Now, there are some groups that are outraged. Let's add in betrayed. The Fair Immigration Reform Movement's Deepak Bhargava blasted the decision. These are some of his words. This delay will have tragic consequences for the fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters who will be ripped from one another's arms in the coming weeks and months. A delay of weeks may not seem like a lot to a politician in D.C., but it is everything to a child who will lose his or her parents in that time. My hope is that Congress will move quickly on immigration reform after the elections, but that's highly unlikely. Immigration reform will happen, in some form and by some method. We need it as a nation. And if Obama acts unilaterally, and this ends up in court, I'm fine with that. Now, House Speaker John Boehner recently commented on Obama's decision. These are some of his words. The decision to simply delay this deeply controversial and possibly unconstitutional unilateral action until after the election, instead of abandoning the idea altogether, smacks of raw politics. You know what? He's right. It is raw politics. What did you expect? A game of beanbag? Well, thanks for listening. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.